How not to make a budget on this episode of Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Today, your life fully invested. I'm your purveyor of prosperity and host, Heather Wagenhaus. And on this episode, I'm making success simple by giving you the tools to not make a budget. Now, I know that sounds quite the antithesis of what a financial freedom type of show should be about, but bear with me, it'll all make sense shortly. So for those of you who are not familiar, welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Today. I'm so glad to have you. And we are doing our second key in the Keys to Riches financial philosophy. Last week, we did acceptance and affirmation as our first key. And this week's key is take action, make assessment. But we're going to do it differently than you've ever done budgeting and assessments and all of that stuff. So we're going to do it a little bit differently. So for those of you who are just joining us, the Keys to Riches is a financial philosophy that's a baker's dozen of financial concepts that teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. It also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do that 1 week at a time, one key at a time here at the Unlock Your Wealth TV show. And I'm really excited about this week's key because now we're going to start embracing some of the things that we haven't done before. But this is our going green key, if you think about it, because we're going to be assessing our finances, or we're going to do this in an organic fashion. It has kind of this double entendre when I've referred to this in some of my workshops. And the reason why we want to do an organic assessment of our finances is because we have this supercomputer right here between our ears, our brains, and it tends to outfox us based on what our current programming is. And if you've created budgets in the past and can't figure out why you don't stick to them, there's a good reason for it. And it's because what you want consciously may be out of alignment with what your body knows subconsciously. And so when we go to start looking at spending and creating budgets, this is why budgets kind of are bad in that sense. And we have a whole key that's just dedicated to breaking the budget, which that's what we're working up to with this week's key. We're going to start the process so we can finish it and create our budget actually on the seventh key. We don't do that here, but we are preparing for that. And that's what we're doing in this key. But because we have this incredible supercomputer, the largest, fastest one of the entire universe right here, that we have to outfox it in a way that allows us to be able to kind of not know what's going on, even though we're starting to learn what's going on. So this is one of our shorter keys because I want to give you instructions and give you a little bit of the why. But if I give you too much why, then you're going to start reading into it. We don't want that. But the problem with budgeting that people have, and with money management in general, is not about the things that we actively plan for. So it's not about the why we spend, because everybody wants to go look at, well, why are you doing what you're doing? But the why isn't as important as the when, because if we can identify the when we spend, and I'm not just talking about, you know, impulse spending or anything like that, but the when we spend, the reasons are loaded into the when, not necessarily the why, but they're loaded in the when. And when we can identify the when, we can figure out the how to right the ship. But we don't do normal money management here. So that's why this key, this take action, make assessment key, works the way it works. So I'm going to give you a little bit of foreshadowing of what's coming up. So we have what we call our 3-5 financial strategy here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. And there are three things that you need to know and three areas of concern that you need to address. And so those three things, we're embarking the journey today, if you will, that is the three things are: where am I, where am I going, and what's the difference? Those are the three things that you need to answer when creating a financial freedom plan. And there's also five areas of concern that we address in later keys as well. And those five areas are income, expenses, and credit, protections, asset accumulation, asset multiplication, and asset preservation. They'll all make sense, but I wanted to kind of give you a foreshadowing of what's to come as we think about how do I achieve financial freedom. So today you have a very simple instruction. We're going to assess our finances, and we're going to do this in a way that we're not actively doing it. This is going to be a passive activity at best. Because again, we don't want to trip up what's going on inside, because we want to be able to accurately assess our behavior. Because the problems that people have with money, and I don't care if you have little bits of money or big piles of money, but the problems that people have managing their money have absolutely nothing to do with money itself. Because if you ask somebody who has financial problems, they say, well, if I just had more money, but when they have more money, they just seem to have more problems or different problems. And so that's the hurdle we have to overcome. More money doesn't fix it. So we have to analyze what's going on, and what's going on is in the when. But until we do this particular key, we're not going to find that out. And so we're trying to figure out the first part of our questions that we have to ask, the three questions. Again, so where am I? That's what we're trying to figure out. But we don't want to just go back in history the last 3 months and look at stuff. No, we want to actively start saving receipts. So what you need to complete this key is a 9x12 envelope. And if you have a big family, you're probably going to need more than one envelope. And what you're going to do is you're going to save every receipt. You're not going to write it down. You're not going to look at it. You're not going to categorize it. None of that stuff. All you're going to do is take that receipt and put it in the envelope. Take that receipt, put it in the envelope. So any expenses that you make, any expenses your significant other makes or your offspring make that you were providing the funds for, this includes allowances. If you run into the convenience store to grab a quick beverage, like, and you pay cash, you need a receipt for that. You pay the paper boy, like whatever. Any cash expenditures, you need a document on a little post-it note, right? What the expenditure was, who you made it to, how much, and the date, and throw it in the pile. If you give kids money for the ice cream man, that counts. So you have to take and get everything. And it'll all make sense on the seventh key. So we've got like five more weeks. But what we're trying to do is capture spending. We're doing a snapshot. But again, you're not going to write anything down. You're not going to track anything. Already, like, this wonderful part of our brain called the reticular activating system is going to be on the lookout for things. So we don't want to raise our awareness about what we're doing just yet, but we want to do it actively. So we want to do we're trying to get an accurate picture of how we live, because the budget is almost irrelevant, because people set budgets all the time, and you may be on one right now that you're missing, because you don't have an accurate understanding of where you are and when you're doing the things that could be ineffective for you achieving financial freedom. So that's why we have to pay attention to these things. So for this week's key, get a 9x12 envelope. And for the next 5 weeks, we're going to be saving receipts. That's all we're going to do. So that's your key action item. So your key action item is to begin saving receipts in a 9x12 envelope. You're not going to look at them. You're not going to do anything with them other than collect them. We'll have an activity in key 7 for you to address those things. Your key affirmation is, I am great at saving my receipts and tracking my expenditures. So there's your active affirmation. I am great at saving my receipts and tracking my expenditures. We're going to get to that tracking part soon, but right now we're just amassing all of our expenditures in one big pile. If you have to do expenses for business, make sure you Xerox your receipt and put that Xerox copy into your envelope, because you have likely to turn in your original receipts with your expense reports. So that's the only thing. If you're saying, oh, but I have a business and I have to do expenses, well, you don't get out of it that simple. So key action item, key affirmation, let's make this happen. Thank you so much for stopping by. If you would like the written version of this week's key strategy, all you have to do is visit our new website for entrepreneurs at makingsuccesssimple.com. That's makingsuccesssimple.com. Drop your email address in there. You'll get this week's strategy and all of our great tools for young entrepreneurs to give you the edge you need to succeed in today's business world. Again, thank you so much for stopping by. I'm Heather Wagenhals. Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthToday.com is produced by Heather Wagenhals and the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. UnlockYourWealthToday.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2018 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealthtoday.com.
No time to read the best-selling books for your business or industry? What if I told you you could enjoy the best and most meaningful parts of a book in about 12 minutes? Believe me. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and I'm making success simple by helping you learn on the go just like I do with text, audio, and video summaries from your favorite best-selling books, and do it on the fly in less than 12 minutes with Steve Cunningham and read it for me. Join tens of thousands of leaders around the world, including yours truly, who use Read It For Me to learn the biggest ideas from the world's best leadership, sales, marketing and personal development books in less than 12 minutes. All you have to do to begin reading best-selling books and enjoying your special rate for Unlock Your Wealth fans is visit unlockyourwealth.com/readitforme or click on the link somewhere in this post. Learn on the go with text, audio, and video summaries from your favorite best-selling books and do it on the fly in less than 12 minutes. Visit unlockyourwealth.com/readitforme and start your 12-minute reading journey now.